abused, marginalized, vindicated, Darth Bane. While members of the Sith Order, such as Darth Sidious and Darth Vader, are the most well-known among Star Wars fans, these characters owe much of their success to their predecessors. While the Order of the Sith had existed for many thousands of years prior to the days of the Galactic Empire, one of the most important individuals in Sith history is Darth Bane. Bane is responsible for completely restructuring the Sith Order and instituting the Rule of Two, stating that there would only be two Sith at any given time, a Master and Apprentice. This video will explore Bane's youth and introduction to the Sith, as well as the events that would change the Dark Order forever. Roughly 1,000 years prior to the Battle of Yavin and the destruction of the first Death Star, the Sith were embattled in a millennia-long war with the Jedi and the Republic. The Sith had risen to great power despite all the infighting amongst the Sith Lords, and the Galactic Republic was spiraling into decline. A human, named Dessel, was born on a desolate planet in the Outer Rim, notable only for the valuable mineral located beneath its surface. Dessel's mother died during childbirth, an event that caused his father to perpetually resent him for, and leading to a childhood filled with abuse. His father would often call him Bane, referring to him being the bane of his existence. When he was 16, he began working in the mines alongside his father, as well as the other abusive miners. Here, he learned to fend for himself, growing physically and emotionally stronger. When he was 18, on a particularly rough night of abuse from his father, Dessel stood up to him and challenged him to a fight. Despite Dessel's growing tenacity, his father beat him severely, cracking several of his ribs, although Dessel refused to cry out in pain. Afterwards, during the night, he imagined his father dying by a giant hand squeezing his heart. The next morning, he discovered his father dead, as he had unknowingly used the dark side of the Force to kill him. Dessel would continue to work in the mines over the next 5 years, growing increasingly strong and confident, and beat many of the other miners in fights to end his abuse. He would also begin to play cards with the other miners and some Republic soldiers, proving himself quite capable as a gambler. After narrowly beating a young officer at a high-stakes game, Dessel was ambushed by the officer and two soldiers, but he easily fended them off. The officer pulled out a vibroblade, and Dessel reacted without thinking, stabbing him with his own weapon. Dessel avoided capture and imprisonment by the Republic with the help of his friend, who smuggled him off the planet and helped him join the Sith forces. Dessel would quickly become a sergeant in a unit of highly skilled Sith soldiers known as the Gloomwalkers. His natural talent, combined with his unconscious use of the Force, allowed him to excel, and he earned the respect of the other soldiers in the unit instead of their actual commander. This climaxed when the commander was ordered to take an enemy outpost over during the daytime instead of waiting for night, a move that would have likely ended in the death of the entire unit. The commander, fearing the Sith Lords, planned to go ahead with the orders, but Dessel knocked him out and took over command. Despite waiting for nightfall, the odds were against the unit, and Dessel managed to save his men by single-handedly killing the opposition despite being blinded by a flash grenade. A Sith Lord was informed of Dessel's mutiny, but instead of being court-martialed, the Sith Lord realized his Force potential and offered to enroll him in the Sith Academy. Dessel accepted and took a new name in the process, Bane. Bane quickly excelled at the Academy despite his age, exceeding many of the students who had been training since youth. But after a duel in which Bane killed another student in anger, Bane began to fear the dark side. He went on to lose a duel with a prominent student, and became shunned by the other Sith for his weakness. In his desperation, Bane turned to the Sith archives to study the history of the Sith and their ancient documents, despite already being told by the Sith Lords to avoid studying them. Bane learned much from the archives, and began to question the leadership of the current Sith Order, including why none of them took the title of Darth. He began to believe that the Sith Order in its current form was inherently flawed. A female Jedi deserter arrived at the Academy during this time. and her and Bane began secretly training each other, as well as develop feelings for one another. After finally besting the same student who had beaten him before, Bane was brought before the Sith Lords, who revealed they knew of his secret training, and ordered him to stop studying the Sith archives. Bane was angered by this, continuing to doubt the Sith Order, but the students were soon raised to the level of Dark Lords of the Sith, and were told they were being sent into battle against the Jedi. Before they left, however, Bane was ambushed by a few of the other students, but he managed to best them, decapitating the rival student while he begged for his life. Bane had fully returned to the folds of the dark side. Bane informed his friend that he did not plan to go fight the Jedi, and denounced the Sith Lords as cowards. He took the title of Darth Bane, and publicly left the Academy and the Sith Order. Bane traveled to a planet containing an ancient temple, where the Sith Lord Darth Revan had left a holocron behind. This holocron contained a vast amount of Revan's knowledge on the Sith and the dark side of the Force, and Bane spent weeks studying it. This information validated his view that the current Sith Order was deeply flawed and needed to be reformed. Bane traveled to the planet Rusan, where the Sith and the Jedi were embroiled in a tremendous battle, with the intent of destroying the current Brotherhood of the Sith and rebuilding the Order. Surprising the Sith Lords with his presence, he convinced them to focus their energy into a massive Force wave to wipe out the Jedi. After the ritual commenced, and the power of the Lords was condensed through a single individual, Bane, the Lords feared the power they were giving to him and terminated the ritual. They informed Bane that they would wipe out the Jedi with more conventional means, and that they would not accept Bane's loyalty to the dark side over the Sith. In a disastrous plan that involved detonating a Force bomb that would wipe out all Force users, the leader of the Sith Brotherhood led the Sith and 100 Jedi into a series of caves. The Sith Lord believed that the Sith would survive the bomb, but every Force user in the cave was annihilated. The Jedi believed that the Sith were completely eliminated, but Darth Bane had remained outside of the cave, and was now the sole surviving Sith. The Force bomb had been part of Bane's plan all along, as he had learned of it in Revan's holocron, and had passed the information along to the Sith Lord. With part of his overall goal achieved, Darth Bane now needed to steer the Sith in the proper direction in order for them to eventually eliminate the Jedi and control the galaxy. To do this, in order to eliminate the infighting and politics that had plagued the Sith for thousands of years, he believed that there only needed to be two Sith Lords at a time. A master to teach everything they could, and an apprentice to eventually grow strong enough to surpass their master and take a new apprentice, thus creating a line of increasingly more powerful Sith Lords. First, however, he needed an apprentice. Exploring the planet Rusan in the aftermath, he discovered a young girl named Zana, who had been taken to the planet by the Jedi as a potential Force user, but had been separated from them. Desperately trying to survive, she befriended a small sentient alien native to the planet who helped her, but was mistakenly killed by two Jedi. She lashed out in anger and used the dark side to kill the two Jedi. Bane sensed her potential and her anger, and informed her that she would be his apprentice. Bane made his way off of Rusan in search of the tomb of the ancient Sith Lord, Freedon Nadd, in hopes of finding another holocron filled with knowledge. Eventually finding the tomb, he did indeed find a holocron, but as he reached to take it, he was attacked by a large number of small beetle-like creatures called Orbalisks. They attached to his skin, and were unable to be removed as they began gnawing on him. In constant pain, the Sith Lord began studying the holocron, learning about the creatures and their behavior. Although there was no way to remove them, they were extremely durable, capable of even resisting lightsaber blows, and would continually pump chemicals into his body that would enhance his connection to the Force. Bane viewed the creatures as both a blessing and a curse, and after spending several days studying the holocron, departed the tomb to go train his apprentice. Zana's training would take place over the next 10 years, as Bane taught her in the ways of the dark side, as well as his philosophies about the Sith Order, and his instructions for future Sith Lords. During this time, Bane strived to learn the secrets of creating a holocron, as he wished to pass its knowledge on as the ancient Sith Lords did. He eventually made his way to the planet Tython, where the original Jedi Order was founded, and here he finally discovered the information he was looking for. Before he could utilize it, however, his apprentice arrived on Tython, where the two discovered that the Jedi were aware of their existence, and were on the way to kill them. A fight broke out in an ancient Sith fortress, where Bane's power and Orbalisk armor allowed him and Zanna to kill most of the Jedi, but one of them managed to reflect Bane's Force Lightning back at him, frying many of the Orbalisks in the process. Despite this, the Sith emerged victorious, and went back into hiding. Over the next 10 years, the two would continue to build a vast network of spies and informants in order to prepare for the day when the Sith could take over. Bane also made his holocron containing all of his knowledge, but he worried that his apprentice wished to wait for him to grow older and weaker before she killed him and took his place, instead of killing him when he was strong, as the rule of two demanded. During this time, he learned of a technique that would allow him to transfer his essence into another body, thus extending his life. Zanna eventually learned of this, believing that he intended to live forever, which would be directly against the rule of two. She confronted him, calling him weak, but Bane retorted that she was not ready to become the Dark Lord of the Sith. A brief duel commenced before the two were separated by a crumbling building, and each fled. Bane then encountered a female assassin who sensed his power and wished to become his apprentice. Sensing her power and determination, and believing that Zanna was a lost cause, he agreed. The assassin took on the name of Darth Cognis, but Bane needed to deal with Zanna before he could begin training his new apprentice. Bane summoned Zanna for a final duel to the death, where the two battled viciously using both lightsabers and force powers. After Bane's arm was vaporized by a force tendril, he released his essence in a ritual to take control of her body. The two Sith battled their wills in a final conflict, with Bane's body being destroyed by the ritual, and Zanna emerged victorious. A small part of her former master would live on in her, but otherwise, Bane was no more. Though Darth Bane was around for less than 50 years, his legacy would have far-reaching repercussions. His rule of two and reformation of the Sith would continue for 1,000 years, and would result in the eventual destruction of the Jedi Order and overthrow of the Republic at the hands of Darth Sidious. Darth Sidious would of course reject Darth Bane's teaching as no longer needed, and would attempt to live forever as the sole Dark Lord of the Sith. Perhaps the Sith are continually doomed to failure, but Darth Bane certainly left behind a long-lasting legacy.